Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Franklin County officials are struggling to pick up the pieces from the sudden closure of Columbus Area Integrated Health Services. The long-serving mental health care provider took out a series of dubious loans and folded 2 weeks ago. Now the patients are finding new providers, and the county is looking for a new organization to fill the void left by Columbus Area. Many former employees are also looking for work and scrambling to keep up with bills. WOSU's Nick Evans has been following this story. Nick, you spent part of last week at a job fair.
Yeah, it was a job fair to help former employees at the provider find work. And it's where I met William Mackey. He used to work at the front desk, checking insurance, getting copays, that sort of thing. He says one of his paychecks bounced and his most recent one is worthless.
Before we could even go cash it, he told us not to go cash it. The account was froze. So today actually is a payday too, but we'll never get that check. I turned in timesheets last Monday for time that people never get paid for.
To make matters worse, Mackey's wife worked for Columbus Area too, so they're down two incomes.
So how are workers feeling about their chances going into the job market?
For the most part, people sound really just frustrated with the leadership at Columbus Area, like this was a problem that could have been avoided, but they're hopeful about their prospects. That wasn't true for everyone, though. I spoke with Pam Williamson. She's been working in mental health services for about 20 years, and she says this might be time for a change.
Because I've been dislocated several times in the last, since 2015. So I'm just a little uneasy about going, you know, getting another job in the field.
So you talk about these dubious loans, Nick. How exactly did we wind up here?
Well, I spoke with David Royer from Adam H. That's the Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board of Franklin County. They're the people who've stepped in to take over. And we went over an audit of Columbus Area completed last year.
You know, the first thing we always take a look at is the assets and the liabilities.
He showed me as of last June, Columbus Area was nearly $3 million in the hole. To get out, management took out six loans with interest rates Royer calls predatory. And then they went to four other groups trying to consolidate that debt.
I'm stunned by the depth of the financial failings and the decision-making of this organization.
So what's next, Nick, both for the former employees and the patients?
Well, they're still working on connecting patients with new providers, starting from the most acute needs and working their way down from there. Royer says they've connected well over 500 of the roughly 1,500 patients Columbus Area served, and they're working to find a new provider to fill the void on the east side. Now, the thing to remember is many of the people Columbus Area served are people of color, and Royer says the new organization needs to reflect that.
We need to find a provider that is culturally competent, culturally sensitive, that is supported through African-American leadership, supported by African-American community, because the disadvantages people of color face when they have a mental illness is so pronounced.
Royer says they've already started initial talks for a new service provider, and they're hoping to have someone under contract by the end of the summer.
WOSU's Nick Evans has been covering the unwinding of Columbus Area Integrated Health Services. After almost 50 years on the east side, it suddenly closed 2 weeks ago. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.